Hello everyone, and sorry for the delay. It could not be avoided. Is my AC too loud? I'll just turn it off for the time being. It's very hot and I'm sweating buckets, as you can see. But hello, thank you for joining. I'm saying things in the wrong order, aren't I? Today is Wednesday, the 5th of July. There is a cage match between Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg happening sometime soon. And when that happens, we will probably not learn anything new about their plans, because apparently Instagram is launching a competitor platform to Twitter tomorrow. July 6th is when Instagram is launching something called Threads by Instagram. And I wasn't able to find it on the Google Play Store, although some people have. It's probably going to be released on Apple. So if you want to check it out, do check it out. I don't think it's going to solve any problems that have to do with social media, but it's an interesting thing to watch Twitter die because of the sheer incompetence of Elon Musk. And Instagram jumping into the fray and doing what it has always wanted to do. Facebook has wanted to buy Twitter for ages and has not been able to do so. But let's see. But before I jump into all of that, I am a little disoriented, as you can see. This is Vimo Live, a live stream that happens on Wednesdays and Saturdays at 8 p.m. And this happens on YouTube. Pretty soon it's also going to happen on Twitch again. But when it happens, I'll let you know. It's not yet happening on Twitch. Right now, only on YouTube. We talk about atheism, religion, etc. Today, I figured we will talk about atheism and how sometimes people say that atheists don't have a moral foundation. I hope you can forgive me if I turn on the AC. It's very hot here. If it creates bad sound, I just will have to live with it, and you also will have to live with it. Sorry, it's very, very hot. If I sit here in this heat for 1 hour, I will probably swargvasi. So let's look at the chat. Today is Wednesday, I'm not taking callers, but I will be reading comments and letting you know what I think about them, or answering your questions to the best of my ability. Let me know if the audio video is all right. I think it is all right. Video call hoga ya sirf chatting? Sirf video hoga, sir. Right. Metal Man says, oh my Godzilla, Vimo has joined the dark side. If you're talking about the thumbnail, it's AI art. I created it using a mixture of two things. One, I got you guys know Krithyam Jain on Instagram, right? He made a little emoji face for me, and I used that. I turned it purple. I added red horns in Canva. I took it into runway.ml and asked it to change that into another image which was more realistic, based on a model that I had trained on my face. So that's what it created. It wasn't easy. Okay, so just appreciate the thumbnail. Better World says, nothing even remotely evil about Vimo. Oh yeah, please don't jump to conclusions. You haven't seen my dark side. Jin Chan says, hey, my relatives are saying if I don't believe in God, I will not succeed in my life. Is that true? No, it's not true. Also, maybe you can ask your relatives what is the definition of success, because I don't know. I think everyone succeeds in one way or another. There might be some people whose definition of success is building a $1 billion business, and someone else whose idea of success is to just be able to take care of the people they love. Success is a very vague term. It means different things to different people. Ask your relatives what they mean, and when they define what they mean by success, find atheists who are at that place, and you will definitely find some, and show it to your relatives. Surya says, Jinchan, show your parents pictures of famous atheists who have succeeded in life, and by the way, they will probably shut up. Yeah, they'll probably shut up, but probably won't. The trick is to learn that nothing you do will convince people of the validity of the paths that you have chosen. So be confident on your own. Motivate yourself. Do not let your joy or sorrow depend on the approval of other people. Even if it is difficult, I can understand it is difficult when it is family members, but it is going to be, it's never going to be easy. It's always going to be tricky, especially when it's close family members. Zen says, Zinjan, do they mean that if they don't pray, God will fail you? Then God is not worth praying. Why their God has so much ego? God hai ki devil. If God needed our praying to survive, then we are God, not him. That is true. And I would recommend people read American Gods. It's a very nice novel. It takes a bit of time to get through, but it's very nice. They the implications are very nice. Mayhem says, what is the benefit of this live stream if you just listen to a few people? I mean, you should pick up questions randomly. No, I try to pick up questions, every single question. I do my best in every single live stream to take every single question. The only ones I'm not able to take are in the last few minutes when I'm running out of time and I have to choose. But I try to take every single question. Why would I take randomly? It's as if you're asking, hey, I want you to be less efficient if that's possible. Please do less so that I don't know what you get out of it. Going live any minute now. Okay, these were all before live. Jinchan says, how do I overcome the fear of hell and eternal punishment? I don't really believe in supernatural entity, but this fear is ingrained in me. It takes time, but over time you'll get over it. You can help yourself by telling yourself that there are many religions on earth. And if your religion is right, then all the other people are going to hell, right? But if they're right, then every person who you think is not going to hell will go to hell, right? If Muslims are right, Christians are going to hell. If Christians are right, Muslims are going to hell, and so on and so on and so on. Varun says, Vimo, do you eat non-veg? Yes, Varun, I do. I eat eggs, I drink milk, and very rarely, I told you guys last time also, very rarely I eat fish also. I have stopped eating chicken and other animal meats, but that's it. Ye kya hai? Never mind. Oh, Amit Matthew, thank you for the $5 super chat. Why is there this idea of trying to bribe gods? If you believe in God, they will give you success. Sounds silly. Yeah, I remember a story that my mother once told me about school mein koi exam tha, and this is Amit's question. School mein koi exam tha, and she asked her father if she should go to the temple and sacrifice a coconut or something. And her father said, you presume to give a coconut to God? God who created you, your school and this universe? You will give God a coconut? The coconut already belongs to God. So I don't understand this logic. I mean, my views are different, obviously. But he was a religious man, and even his view was that this is a stupid thing. I actually don't know if he was a religious man. He passed away before I was born. Sahil says, hello Vimo, it's great to see you again after such a long time. How have you been? Sahil, I have been well. Thank you for asking. I hope you have also been well. Better World says, Elon's mom tried to stop match from happening. Sahil says, I was not able to join. Aray, it's okay. It's not a school. You can always watch videos later, and you can always join live whenever live happens when it happens. There's no changing it. Sumana says, what's the temperature? I don't know, Sumana. It actually rained, and so humidity has gone up, and I try to, like, before the live stream starts, I try to sit in this room for some time with the AC on so that I cool down and prepare myself mentally for talking nonstop for 1 hour. But I just entered the room from outside and it's super hot. I'm this is a new t-shirt. I left in a different shirt and I came back in a different shirt. Tarun says, it's cool, like a hill station here in Pune. Oh, wow. Seriously? Or are you joking? I am the Iron Man says, is it okay if an atheist practices spirituality without following any religion and believing in God? Yeah, but what would that spirituality mean? What is the meaning of that spirituality? I don't even know what that would mean. Spirituality is such a vague term. It means so many different things for different people. Some people say, for some people, if you ask them and they give you the definition of spirituality, you'll find that it's just religion. They just don't want to call it religion. Label hata ke dusra label laga diya hai. मतलब एक कंपनी का आचार खरीदा, उसका लेबल हटा के अपनी कंपनी का आचार लगा दिया, बोला अब मैं रिलीजियस नहीं हूँ. ऐसा थोड़ी होता है. बट सम पीपल आर जेन्युइनली सिंपली लुकिंग फॉर सम काइंड ऑफ पर्पस और मीनिंग इन लाइफ, एंड आई डोंट थिंक यू नीड टू बी स्पिरिचुअल, कोट एंड कोट स्पिरिचुअल, इन ऑर्डर टू डू एनी ऑफ दोज थिंग्स. यू कैन जस्ट लिव अ रेगुलर लाइफ. अगेन, द मीनिंग ऑफ स्पिरिचुअल इज सो वेग दैट आई डोंट इवन अंडरस्टैंड व्हेन समवन सेज आई एम स्पिरिचुअल. आई हैव टू आस्क देम द स्पेसिफिक डिटेल्स ऑफ इट. सो आई गेस इट विल डिपेंड ऑन व्हाट दोज पीपल मीन. Surya says, relating to the devilishness of the thumbnail, I have a question. Have you heard of Satanism? If so, please do take some time to explain it. I'm a little confused. I know there are two things. One is the Satanist church and the temple of Satan. There are two things, right, over in the US. And they have created these as mock religions in order to oppose the influence of religion over there, primarily Christianity. So I'm not even clear about the difference myself. When I do, I will try. Varun says, what do you think about William Lane Craig? I think it is astounding how easy it is to make a life and living out of pure Hawaii kile. I wish I could do that. No, I don't wish I could do that. William Lane Craig has created a career for himself in a heavily religious nation by pandering to religious sentiments and couching them in philosophical language. There is nothing really there. It's mostly just vacuous nonsense. Sumana says, Boston has skipped summer this year. We barely get 3 months of summer and it has been raining on all weekends. Are in my part of the world. Barnali, thank you for the 100 rupee super chat. Much appreciated, really. Thank you. In my part of the world, the monsoon came. We got the news that the monsoon came. It rained once. Then it did not rain for a week. Then it rained one more time. And now monsoon is going away in some time. So apparently it rained in other parts of the state, but not where I am. So that's also another reason I'm rather pissed these days. Couldn't enjoy the monsoon. Amit says, I don't believe in gods. I am relatively successful. Yeah. Look at Amit. Amit contributes so much money to this live stream every week. Had he not been successful as an atheist, would he be able to? Stanley says, mere mummy papa ko mere atheist hone se fark nahi padta. Stanley, you're very lucky. It's a healthy environment to grow in. I hope that if you are an atheist and you spend your life with another atheist and your child grows up to be religious, you're also fark nahi padta. AI speaks says, what do you say about Pastafarianism? I think it's a mock religion, right? I don't know the great. Oh yeah, the giant spaghetti monster wala, right? Yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember it. It's a mock religion. We have something similar in Kerala also. It's called the god they worship is Ding. It's called Dinkoism, I think. There's a mouse and the mouse is called Dinko or Dinkan. Dinkan. The mouse is called Dinkan and it's called Dinkoism. Dinkoism. Better World says Elon is also an atheist. Tell your parents that. LOL. Shamik says, hi Vimo. How is evil life going? Evil life is going as evil as possible. I feel like I'm in hell. Literally, it's so hot here. Stanley says, is Hinduism completely Brahminical religion? Well, the Hinduism that we see around us right now is mostly Brahminical. Yeah, there may be other philosophical strains which are non-Brahminical, but those are mostly jo hathi ke daant dikhane ke aur khane ke aur hote bolte na, those are hathi ke daant. People bring those up when they are talking to other people about religion. But someone who talks about being a Advaita Vedanta follower, I don't know what difference is there in their regular life. What they do is take part in Brahminical rituals. But when someone asks them about Hinduism, they say, oh, so much diversity, so much philosophical complexity, Advaita Vedanta, Mimamsa, so many things, Charvak, etc. These are Hathi ke daant. In practice, it is very Brahminical. Barnali says, theists often present an argument that this creation must be created by some kind of supernatural intelligence since everything is so much perfect. All these things cannot be random or pop up. But is the creation anything really perfect? Is there any perfection? Most things are full of incompatible. Most things are full of. Scrolling is a little weird on this. I still am getting used to it. Hold on. But is creation anything really perfect? Is there any perfection? Most things are full of. Richie, thank you for the double exodus. Hello, my fellow evil atheist. What evil things are you in the mood for today? Caste discrimination, suppression of free speech. I hope that was a joke about. Wait, it's not showing up here. Oh yeah, here is me supporting your evil deeds. I think that was a joke about how atheists actually don't do these things, or at least on paper are devoid of these things. Because if atheists are evil, then what is a religious person who believes in suppression of free speech and caste discrimination? Although, to be fair, it is not as if being an atheist prevents you from doing any of these things. There are casteist atheists, there are atheists who have suppressed free speech or are opposed to the idea of it. So, yeah. But anyway, Richie, thank you for the contribution. To answer Barnali's question, Barnali, yeah, you're completely right. Things are full of incompatibilities, glitches and faults. The universe is. I don't want to define the universe in terms like it is an imperfect universe, because it is an imperfect universe in certain scenarios. And here's the important part, from our perspective. When people say the universe is perfect, what they mean to say, it is perfect for us. It is perfect for life. But it isn't, right? there are places on Earth where we can go and we will die in seconds. And most of the universe is inhospitable to us. If you go to space, you die. If you go to any planet other than Earth without protection, you die. So clearly, it was not made for us. Right? So yeah, that argument does not hold much water. This is a very shallow answer, I know, but this is a live stream. I have made longer videos about this on my main channel. Please go watch them. Amit says, why is there this kind of... already saw that. Sameep says, my fear of exam is bigger than any exams are hell. I agree with you. AI Speak says, what do you say about Pastafarianism? Pastafarianism, religion, which is kind of a parody religion to mock other religions. Already answered that. The Drone Zone says, with the media highlighting the current situation in Paris, the bugs are running around crying. See what happens when you let Muslims in the country. How do we shut them up? Hold on. Valkyrie, thank you for the $1.99 through Super Chat. I can be with friends and be on the rocks, spiritual. With friends and on the rocks. Okay, got it. I suppose that may also be your definition of spiritual. Although I don't drink, so it took me a second to absorb that metaphor. France mein kya ho raha hai? See what happens when you let Muslims in the country. I don't think... Listen... A Muslim person can point at a country like Saudi Arabia and say, see, there is no riot here. This country is full of Muslims, right? Will they be correct? No, because it has got to do with the political system there. It's got to do with the policing system there. It's got to do with the fact that that country does not allow free speech in a way that France or USA or India does. So when someone focuses on religion as the cause or the solution to violence, you always have to look at where they're coming from, what is their background. Because there will be people, there are places in India where violence is mostly done by non-Muslims, right? You know who I'm talking about. So I don't think it is a valid reason saying ki, like bhakts have an agenda, right? They will point at anything and say, this is happening because of Muslims and that is happening because of Muslims. And to some extent, it is right that religion creates passions in people which cause them to commit violence in the name of whatever God or deity or prophet has been offended by people who they think are their enemies. But that is not always the whole picture. And the whole picture is exactly what people don't want you to see. It's always a bigger picture that has to do, like, there are on the basis of what I have read in what is happening in France, it has got to do with grievances that have gone unattended for a number of years. A certain crime happens, it triggers something, and then it creates more violence. What is happening is terrible. But what is even more terrible, perhaps, is that some people are trying to take advantage of this and create animosity against people in this country. Kevin Benjamin says, my mom seems to have evolved past traditional religion, but then fell into the trap of astrology, being a star seed and whatnot. Okay. Star seed, yeah. Instagram reels pe ye sab bahut dekhne ko milta hai, but at least she's out of one, you know, terrible place, right? Maybe this terrible place will be less terrible, and maybe because she grew out of that one, she will grow out of this one also. Zen says, I think God is very similar to dominating gunda. He will provide goods, food, security if we lick his boots. He, God, also supply girls like whores and apsara, lol. Probably there have been many people who have compared the God concept to some kind of a mafia situation. Sumana says, even if there is God or gods, I would not follow them. I have a lot of questions and complaints. Yeah, just because someone is more powerful than you. See, one thing, I remember, I don't know who, maybe I saw this on Atheist Experience or maybe on Haris Sultan's channel. He was talking to someone about morality, right? He says the idea of morality, there is apparently a psychologist who has written about this. The most basic level of moral development has to do with, I will do this because if I don't do this, I will get punished. It's a child's understanding of right and wrong. We give it to the child because the child understands nothing else. But at certain points in life, the child has to grow up and realize that it is in everyone's interest to do good because it is the right thing to do good. Because that keeps order in society, that prevents you from being harmed, and that prevents other people from being harmed, and it's generally speaking a good thing. So I don't understand how someone can say that someone with a higher kind of morality is not moral, but someone who has a child's understanding of morality, as in, अच्छा करूँगा तो भगवान चॉकलेट देगा, बुरा करूँगा तो भगवान मारेगा. It is, I think, religious morality prevents a lot of people from growing, mentally growing, emotionally, mentally, dare I say, spiritually, because it's a vague word and I can claim it. Peacekeeper says, I am totally devastated now after knowing the truth about Aryan immigration by Dr. Ruchika Sharma on YouTube. I am feeling bad because I feel that maybe I am an Aryan descendant also. I don't know who you are talking about and what they have told you, but I don't think there is anything about feeling devastated about something that happened thousands of years ago. You are a 21st century human being living in a modern society. Find something to feel happy about. Isme devastated hone ka kya hai? I don't even know who this person is and what they have told you on YouTube, but double check, right? Taksh says, Barnali, I think that depends on the perspective. For a person with cancer, the world can't be perfect for him or her. Ankit says, rain just after summer, weird. Outside is cold or ghar ke andar ghusne pe pasine chhoot rahe. Yeah, it's very weird. Barnali says, agreed. Taksh. Abhinav says, can we explain consciousness? I think the person to ask that would be some scientist who was researching consciousness. I think there are some, tentative explanations of consciousness. But why are you asking this? Because I know why you are asking this. But I want you to ask the question more clearly so that I can answer it. The answer to this question, can we explain consciousness, is that we don't have a clear answer about it yet. There are many theories. Some are better than others. Suratha Sah says, hey Vimo, do you think we should remove reservation based on caste and add reservation based on economic condition for people? No, I don't think that. In fact, I have had this conversation on this channel probably more than 100 times. If you have doubts about it, there is a playlist on this channel called Caste Conversations. Please go watch it. I have spoken to a number of people about it. The short answer is caste-based reservation has nothing to do with economic conditions. It is about social upliftment. We have other schemes for economic upliftment of people. Iron Man says, I don't even know the exact meaning of spirituality because I have also come across many definitions determined by many folks, which puzzles me a lot. I decided to do only yoga, meditation, and be fit. Whatever makes you happy, man. Life is tough. Whatever makes you happy, as long as you are not hurting anyone, is okay. I personally hate the term spirituality because it is highly overrated. I hate to label myself. Meditation and yoga is not spirituality. See, that's the problem. Some people will say meditation and yoga are spirituality. Ranveer Alabadia in one podcast said that spirituality, first of all, is meditation or something to that effect. Surya says, regarding my earlier question on Satanism, the difference is that although both are atheistic, mostly, Church of Satan embraces more supernatural stuff and the Satanic Temple is more humanistic. Okay. Yeah, I suppose that's the difference. SNS says, hi Vimo, big fan of your work. Want to hear your take on UCC, if possible, a separate video. I will not give my opinion on UCC until the government releases the actual words of what they propose. Because hum log otherwise hawa mein baat kar rahe honge. There are many aspects of the UCC I will probably agree with, but there are many misuses of it also that I might have a problem with. So until I see the actual law written down, the draft that is going to be presented in the parliament, I'm not going to have an opinion on it. Saurav says, what is your thought on vegans? I think everyone should move towards a more plant-based diet, and vegans are doing something that is morally appreciable. Abhinav says, can we explain consciousness? Abhinav, ek baar pucha na tune. Stanley says, how to counter if X religion is false, why are so many people converting into it? It's called the argument. It's called argumentum ad populum, argument from, popularity. I suppose it depends on who's asking it. Some time ago, someone told me ki our religion has more people in it, etc., etc. I said, so you're saying that if an idea is followed by more people, then it must be right? If their answer is yes, you can point to any situation where they are a minority. Suppose a Hindu says this. You can say, is Hinduism the religion that is followed by most people in the world? Because if they say yes, if they say no, then they would have to agree that the religion that more people are following must be right, right? If a Indian Muslim says it, you can say, okay, so most people in India follow Hinduism. Do you think they're right? Hinduism is therefore better. Argument from popularity is basically an argument that people make when they want to shoot themselves in the foot. It's a nonsense argument. Just because something is followed by a lot of people does not make it true. For a number of years on this planet, everyone had a lot of superstitions. Everyone subscribed to really toxic practices like slavery, etc. Do those things become right just because a lot of people did them? No. It is possible for an idea to be followed by everyone and still be wrong. It is possible for an idea to be followed by just one person and that idea can still be right. Soria Needlecraft says, what do you think about death? What is it? Death is the end of life. It is the end of the chemical processes that make life possible. And it is the result of the inevitable thing that happens in this universe called entropy. Things break down, things fall apart. Chinua Achebe Zindabad. 855 Glenn Fernandez says, India star. Huh? What? Did you ask something else and this was a follow-up to it? I don't see your previous comment. Abhinav Sharma, can we explain consciousness? Abhinav, तुमने बस consciousness का spelling change किया, मुझे और कोई detail नहीं दिया, मैं पहले बता चुका हूँ इसका जवाब. Shamik says, do you believe there's a need for science-driven atheism movement in India like some of the things Dawkins has done in US? I think there's a need for an empathy-driven atheism movement in the world. I am not a huge fan of atheists whose only approach to critiquing religion is, ha ha, you're stupid. I don't subscribe to it. I think that religious people struggle with religion. And I think many people who are on the fence about their religion, they will come to you, they'll talk to you, and you'll say, ha ha, you're stupid. They will go right back. So I'm not a huge fan of it. Science-based education is not necessarily something that will lead people to away from religion. There are scientists who are religious. There are many people who are religious who are exceedingly good at science education, science, scientific research, etc. It's these two things. Atheism is not necessarily related to science. In certain circumstances, scientific education can bust some myths created by religion. And that's a different matter. Jay Karkhanes. Hi, Jay. Thank you for the 400 rupees super chat and also for being a member. I always find it funny that Jay says, I always find it funny that people always take the most offense in relation to identities that they did not choose. Nation, religion, caste. Maybe because things they did choose are defensible. I think it's because of childhood indoctrination. Like they choose these things because these things were pumped into their minds when they were very young and very impressionable. And they grew up in a world where they they grew up in a world where these things were a core part of their identity. So when someone says, hey, this religious story does not make much sense, they hear, you will say, this religious story does not make sense. They will hear, you have no right to exist. Because they cannot imagine existence without these ideas as core parts of their being. So that's why this happened, I think. Sai Deepak Bhumipalli says, internal matter hai France ka. Varun Singh says, right-wingers claim that caste system only became rigid during the Gupta Empire. Before that, it was fluid. What do you think about this claim? I don't... See, here's the thing. If they are saying that, then they would also have to admit that many of the religious scriptures that they subscribe to were also written during the Gupta period, which is true. And if that is the case, then I don't know what system of social hierarchy they're referring to when they refer to previous times. Maybe it was fluid. Maybe it was not, as oppressive as it is today. But there is no reason to think so. Because what we see around us today is a very clear indication. You ask anyone who's like a proper religious person, they will say that they have every right to oppress people. They will find mention of, the caste system in Vedas, in their holy books, and they will say, see, here it says, I'm superior. So mostly it is some kind of soft Hindutva when people say this shit. And there is no reason to take it seriously because something that is supposed to have existed a couple of millennia ago has no bearing on what that situation is today. There is no reason to say, if you want to say caste system is bad, you can say caste system is bad. You don't have to say caste system as it exists today is bad. it's there is no point to such a statement, because the reality that we live in has only one definition of the caste system. I don't understand the need for defining things in ways that they existed 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 years ago. Sure, you can become a historian and you can write theses about it, but for all practical purposes, it has zero impact on life right now. Only yesterday, we saw someone urinating on a tribal man. The man has been arrested right now, but after seeing something like that, how can anyone put some kind of, how do I want to put it, put some kind of a caveat on the sentence? You look at that, the only thing that should come out of your mouth is caste system is bad. Not that caste system is bad, this is terribly bad, but 3,000 years ago, who the fuck cares, man? Who the fuck cares? It's pissing off when people do this. I mean, not talking to you, Jay, but yeah. I'm the Iron Man says, and Ranveer Alabadia blindly believing in it and saying that how scientific it is. Ranveer Alabadia is a baby who can be fooled by a Rudraksh being pulled out of someone's sleeve or something.
Have you seen that clip?
There is an epidemic of gullibility that seems to be pervading all these people. Rajiv Malhotra can be fooled by someone tying a blindfold on their eyes, holding a piece of paper like this, looking at it and say, I can see that it says this number. And he's like, oh, how extraordinary that he could tell despite his blindfold being on his eyes. And Ranveer Alabadia is like, did you guys see? Where did that seed come from? I don't know. Now, these guys are obviously not that stupid. But they do think that their audience is that stupid and they are pandering to it. Rational Spirituality says, thanks for taking me out of pseudoscience. Thank you, Rational Spirituality. I don't know if that is indeed something I have done, but I give you the credit for it. Thank you. Bimal Das says, sorry for asking too much questions to you, as you are also not supposed to answer me. Thank you for clarifying some of my guys. I don't know what that means, but no need to say sorry for asking a question. It's okay. I'm here to answer. Zen says, Yugantar pura ho gaya kya? Yugantar beech mein atak gaya hai, sir. Phir se resume hoga. Season aate hai writing ke. Ek time aata hai saal ka jab bahut man karta hai likhne ka aur likhta hu, par phir thoda thanda pad jata hai. Drone Zone donated 899 rupees through Super Chat. Thank you, Drone Zone. Drone Zone says, how do we deal with a staunch follower of Sadhguru? My parents are sinking deeper into his trap every day. Isha products are taking over all the rooms in our house. How do we save them? Oh, God. Like, there are two kinds of people who follow Sadhguru, right? There are people who watch their YouTube videos and then just repeat what Sadhguru says. And that's something you can deal with by showing them videos or content that debunks Sadhguru's nonsense. But then there are people who literally spend a lot of money buying his merchandise. Because let's face it, it's merchandise. Sadhguru is a brand and he sells merchandise. It just happens to be religious or spiritual, quote unquote, in nature. So I don't know what to tell you, except that show your parents videos debunking Sadhguru's claims. News Laundry did a video on Sadhguru a number of years ago. Pranav has done a bunch of videos on Sadhguru. Show them. And if they have a specific thing that they believe in Sadhguru, let me know. Maybe I can help debunk it also. Varun says, what do you think about Ambedkar burning Manusmriti? Should we support book burning? I don't support all book burning, but I suppose the people who take part in Manusmriti Dahan Divas have good reason for doing so, right? Because that book is the source of their centuries or millennia of oppression. So if that book is a symbol of... That book is something that legitimizes the status that they're given by Savarna society, then they're right in burning as a symbol, right? Yeah. So not all book burning is the same. If someone burns a book written by Hitler, I would not stop them. Also, I hope people are burning books after buying them. Like, don't set fire to libraries is what I'm saying. Humko Alexandria nahi banna. Stanley says, I commented on a YouTuber's video about forced conversion of Hindus, that 1 million log aise hi convert ho jayenge kya? And he replied, Kerala mein itne log convert ho gaye, North East pura convert ho gaya. Mujhe to lagta hai conversion ek personal matter hai. And sure, there are people who take part in conversion in large groups. But as long as nobody is being forced to do it, it's okay. People have the right to choose which religion they will follow in life. people have the right to decide what gods they will worship or what gods they will not worship, or that they don't want to worship any gods at all. It's completely okay. By the way, एक question तो ये आता है कि जब हिंदुइज्म लोग छोड़ के जाते हैं उसका सबसे बड़ा कारण क्या होता है?
When
Hindus raise a stink about so-called quote unquote that slur, I'm sorry to be using it, but I have to because I'm making a point. They use the word rice bag for people who convert. What are you really saying when you say that? A person converted for a bag of rice. If you are a Hindu, will you convert for a bag of rice? And if your answer is no, you won't, have you ever considered why that is? Is it because you have more than one bag of rice? If someone is so poor that they're converting for a bag of rice, the problem is not that they're leaving your religion. The problem is that they don't have food. And you, instead of worrying about the fact that they don't have food, are worried about how your club is losing members. If you are a company and employees are leaving, you don't blame the other company. You look around at your company and see what is wrong. Is the toilet leaking? Is the AC broken? Are there seats comfortable? Is the internet working all the time in the office? If not, you have no right to blame the other company. Fix your company first, fix your house first, then people will come. If you have a nice place, people will come. But the fact that people are leaving has more to do with what your place is and less to do with what log kahin bhi chale jayenge, log dharm chhod ke atheist bhi ban jate hain, right? The fact that someone is leaving should make you think about why they're leaving instead of blaming them for leaving. You can stay because your life is comfortable. Mera phir se scroll mein, ye scrolling bada scrolling. Elder Scrolls, a game about old people browsing TikTok. The Elder Scrolls. No, that's not a comment. That's just something I made up. Sorry. Bimal Das says, do you think animal-based gods, animal-looking gods or divine creatures are better than human-looking gods? I'm asking this in context of polytheistic Hinduism. I'm a fantasy writer and I write about gods all the time. And I'm fascinated by animal-shaped gods or gods with animal forms. I really love stories about animals, and animals as deities is even cooler because it takes me back to a time where human beings had genuine mystery in every aspect of life. Like the earliest of times, when the only things human beings worshipped were the elements, the hills, the sky, the river, and the animals who they were surrounded by. So, yeah. But in modern times, obviously, no gods are real. Animal gods are also not real. When someone asks me if they're better than human-shaped gods, I don't even know what criteria is being applied to that question. Chikur Chuchum Baba 420 says, Vimo, you should try talking in fake English accent like Praveen Mohan and Sadhguru. Apna bhi cult banega fir. Yeah, so yeah, that's funny. But also, I don't want people to be made fun of because of their accent. There was a friend of mine who went to America for a few years, and when she came back, she was talking with an accent. And we all said, ha ha ha, fake accent. And she said, guys, you don't understand. If I talk with an Indian accent in an American shop, they don't understand. So I have to speak like that. And I have been speaking like that for 5 years. It has become part of the way I talk. So this is not really a fake accent. Also, making fun of the way people speak is, like, listen, there's Praveen Mohan, there's Sadhguru, there is a whole lot of other people. There are good reasons to criticize them, which is, you know, the lies and the misinformation, etc. And then there are the bad reasons to criticize them, which is their accent and their bodies and their hair and their skin color. Choose good reasons. I made a video about Praveen Mohan, and almost 80 to 90% of the comments that came from Praveen Mohan fans had to do with my appearance. Let's be better than them. Let us stick to facts. Let's not make fun of people because of their appearance or their accent and the way they express themselves or the way they look or the way they dress. These are low-hanging fruits. We should be better than that, I think. I think I'm skipping a few comments. Varun says, Ranveer Ahluwalia once said that during a podcast that maybe ancient Indians did not have internet. The fact that he had to say maybe is hilariously stupid. He knows his audience. He knows who he is catering to. Stanley says, have you read any manga? Yes, but I prefer anime. Like, my brain is still unable to adapt to reading from right to left, from back page to front page. It throws me off. Like, I will turn the page and my eye will automatically go to the top left corner and I'll realize I have skipped the entire scene. Taksh says, science is dope. Yes, the channel. Better World says, I have met atheists who follow Sadhguru, which left me surprised. Yeah. India mein ek ajeeb-o-gareeb category hai of Hindu atheists. There is a video about it on my main channel. In fact, there is more than one video about it on my main channel. Watch the video called Why I Am Not a Hindu Atheist and Why I Don't Call Myself a Charvak. These two, if you watch. Also, there is a video about atheists don't believe in karma. If that's all, that also might prove helpful. Skipping a few comments. Ranveer Alabadia invited this guy. Iron Man says, Ranveer Alabadia invited this guy who claims that mantra padhne se wound theek ho jayega, and you have also exposed to him in your YouTube channel, and surprisingly, Beer Biceps himself believed it. Beer Biceps does not believe it, I think. I don't think he's that dumb. I think he pretends to believe it because he is catering to a certain kind of audience. He's encouraging superstitious things in society for money. Simple Guy says, coders have created AI, but AI can do things that coders can't. Similarly, even though so-called God created human, God can't do more than that. There is no reason to worship God. We don't know anything about God. If God exists, we don't know whether God is more powerful, more capable, or, less capable than human beings. Although, yeah, that is an interesting idea. A lot of religions say God created us, so he must be better than us in every way. But maybe if God created us, he's inferior to us in at least one way. Maybe God created us to do something. If God exists, this is just hypothetical speculation. There is no God. I'm an atheist. You all know this. But if God created us, maybe God created us to do something that God cannot do. And maybe that thing is love. Surya says to Iron Man, he probably doesn't believe in that garbage. He's just faking. Yeah, yeah. I really need to do something about this. Scrolling situation. Apne aap scroll ho jata hai. Surya says, when you're starving, philosophy is the last thing on your mind. Yep. Better World says, people with houses made of glass should not think of throwing stones on others. True. But I don't know who you're talking about. Me? Ankit says, any favorite author from horror genre? I don't read much horror, Ankit. I don't. Ashwin, there's a podcast, I hope you guys know, there's a channel called Gutter Speech, which is done by Ashwin Kalmani and me. And Ashwin is a huge horror fan. You can go to the Gutter Speech channel and ask him about horror stuff and he can just go on and on about his favorite stuff. I'm not much of a horror reader. Throwaway Game says, any recommendations for good fantasy sci-fi books? Yes, read Simokin Prophecies by Samit Basu, read The Devourers by Indraprameet Das, read a short story collection called Ambiguity Machines and Other Stories by Vandana Singh, read Beast by Krishna Udashankar and The Rakta Queen by Shweta Taneja. These are all Indian science fiction and fantasy writers, and I make it a point to recommend Indian writers only because you don't need help finding American or British authors or Western authors. Indian science fiction and fantasy needs more readers. And you are going to be those readers, right? Because who else is going to read our stuff? Kevin Benjamin says, unrelated, what is your favorite Star Trek movie? I like Voyage Home and Undiscovered Country. All my favorite Star Trek movies are TNG movies. Kirk and Spock movies. Although I do love every single thing that Star Trek has done, even the bad stuff. But my favorite Star Trek movie will be the TNG one. What's it called? First Contact. And Insurrection, and there's a third one. I'm forgetting the name of it. I love the soundtrack. It's called The Village. The something. The alien species name and their village. That's what it's called. Surya says, the mystery aspect of nature. Arey kahan gaya bhai? Phir se scroll ho gaya. The mystery aspect of nature, almost supernatural, especially at night. I don't know what that is in response to. Purvi says, Vimo, what are your views on Muslim overtaking India if Hindu do not act? This is the thought I am surrounded with, how to tackle such stuff. It's a bakwas point. Hindu ki jansakhya zyada hai. Musalmanon ki jansakhya us speed se nahi badh rahi hai. There was a book recently written about the demographic situation by... hold on, let me just find that book and tell you the name of it. Because I was this close to doing an interview with the author, but it never materialized because he got busy with something else and I got busy with something else. What was the book? Yes, it was called The Population Myth by S.Y. Qureshi. Read that book. It's called The Population Myth. And if you're surrounded by people who give you this nonsense point, why Muslimano ki jansakhya humse zyada ho jayegi? First of all, unko poochho, hey, Mudassir, thank you for the 200 rupees super chat. I'll get to your comment momentarily. First of all, unko poochho, kyun minority banne mein kya problem hai? Are you saying minority banne se tumhare adhikar chhin jayenge? Tumko aisa kyun lagta hai? Kya tumhe aisa isliye lagta hai? Kyunki hamare desh ke minorities buri halat mein rehte hain? Tum to yehi kehte rehte ho ki minorities achhe halat mein hain. Agar minorities achhe halat mein hain, to tumko minority banne se kya problem hai? Right? That's obviously, they're not going to answer that. But then read the book, The Population Myth by S.Y. Qureshi. And then that will give you a lot of stuff that you can tell them about all the myths that are being spread through WhatsApp about this. Right. Mudassir ka super chat, 200 rupees. Mudassir, thank you. You read scriptures, but did you interpret it correctly? Is the defense. But critical thinking teaches us that text with multiple interpretations is vague. Why most atheists don't use this argument? I do. Many don't, yeah, but it's okay. I mean, the thing is this, I think the best reaction to this is, okay, so if you read the laws of relativity, if you read any book of physics, does it depend on interpretation? No, right? So how can it be that the creator of the cosmos, according to you, has written a book so vague that no two human beings can come to any kind of agreement about it? If you created a universe, would you not want your followers to be easily able to understand what you have written? Why is your book so vague that people are fighting over it in the year 2023? But yeah, generally that is the point. Mudassir, thank you again for the 200 rupees super chat. Oh, there is also Chekur Chuchum. Thank you for the 200 rupees super chat. Not making fun of accent, but I see many people like Sadhguru, kya bole samjha? Nahi par itni achi English bolte hain, kuch to sahi hoga. Itni achi English padhe leke log hi bol sakte hain. Yeah, so that is not really a problem with Sadhguru. It's a problem with the people you're talking about. It's a problem with, how do I put it? English is a language, but many people think English is an asset. Like, social upliftment ke liye English wagera, which has a point. Like, it's not a good point, but unfortunately we live in that society where we think that Angrezi bolne wale sahi hi honge. I myself get this a lot. Like, there will be people, sir, achi English kaise bolen? Mala, bhai, tumko Hindi mein baat karni hai, kar sakte ho. Aisa bhi hota kabhi kabhi. Like, someone will come and ask a question and I will not be able to understand it and I will say, bhai, Hindi mein bol lo, and they will get offended. They will get offended at the fact that I asked them to speak in Hindi. They will rather speak bad English than good Hindi, which I know they're capable of. It is always, if you want to get better in the linguistic sense, it is always good to speak more than one language than to speak one language or to speak one language terribly. If someone speaks English very well, but that's all they speak, in my view, they have a disadvantage compared to the person who speaks three languages, maybe not that well. But being able to communicate in more than one language is always a good thing. I don't know why in India people have this, I mean, I know why they have it, but I don't think they should have it. This deification of English, this idea that English speakers, the reason someone is right is because he spoke in English. That nonsense. Richie says, you know how you said that although you're not religious, if there is something that comes close, it would be Star Trek. That would be the Elder Scrolls for me. Oh, wow. Okay. That's good to know, man. It's always good to find out what moves someone, what literary work moves someone. Barnali, thank you for the 100 rupee super chat. Barnali says, if at all there is a God, is it possible that it has gender or biological sex? Can God be transgender? Can God have species, a non-human one? Given that we don't know anything, I don't know the answer. The answer is, I don't know. We have no way of knowing anything about God, including whether or not God exists. The answer has to be, I don't know. And many people are going to interpret that as, it's possible, right? No, it does. That's not what it means. It means, I don't know. If I say it is possible, I'm making a claim that it is possible that God has this and that. I do not know. I only mentioned that because your question is phrased in that way. It says, is it possible? I don't know. Maybe it is impossible. Who knows? And I would love to watch you play one of those games. Elder Scrolls, ek toh mera computer dabba hai. So the game I'm playing right now is Legends of Runeterra, which is a card game, and some Minecraft. And some other, platformers, pixel art platformers. I don't think my computer can handle Elder Scrolls. And if ever I get a better system that can handle those stuff, I'd love to stream it. I have a gaming channel, in case you're wondering. It's called Vimo Plays. You'll find a link on the main page of this channel. Glenn Fernandez says, hey Vimo, why does Modi meet the Pope being a Hindu and Pope these days is insignificant? I don't know, man. I suppose, so Modi's foreign policy is based on appearances, right? So he will go abroad. The good that visit did for India, we will never find out, but we get some nice pictures of him. And in order to get those pictures, he will make compromises. But I suppose foreign policy is not my cup of tea, so I will stay out of it. But generally speaking, the reason he goes to the Pope is because he likes to get pictures taken with famous people. That's the only explanation. Better World says, Ranveer is minting millions from garbage he's pushing. Why would he stop? I don't know how much money he's making. No comment. Surya says, would love to see you discuss Satanism in the future. Looking forward to that. Enough said of that. Do you have any tips for dealing with fear of death? That's one main reason why I am not an atheist. Oh, but how does being religious help you deal with fear of death? I know plenty of religious people who are afraid of death. And they still die. So it's not like religion is going to save you from death. And whatever ideas religion is telling you about the afterlife, there is no reason to think that any of that is true either. I think death is inevitable and you live a much more healthy life if you accept that. Surya says, Sadhguru claims of Adiyogi being a real person, so I think that atheists see it as a guru culture. Yeah, if Sadhguru is claiming about Adiyogi being a real person, then it is theism, it's not atheism. Player Jack says, do you think if everyone stops being religious, folk music and traditional dance, etc. will die out or become less? No. Art is older than religion. Art was here when religion was not here. And art will continue to exist always because art is a fundamental human impulse. Organized religion is a, it's a thing created for profit of certain classes in society. It's not even a great idea. It only survives. Religion is a terrible idea, by the way. It does not survive because it has merit. It survives by riding on other things like powerful politicians, powerful empires, etc. That's how it survives. I think you'll notice that some of the most religious people who have some religious values that they believe in make compromises with those beliefs. There will be a Hindu who will be like, hey, maans khana bura hai. But there will be certain days of the week when they will compromise with it. And this is because religions, it is not physically possible to be true to religion or whatever religion preaches in every way imaginable. Everyone has to make compromises. And that is where, people selling pardons come from. This was a huge thing in medieval Europe. Wow. Ashik Dragneel says, hey, have you tackled the real philosophical arguments for God? Do you think theology is rational? I think theology is mostly a waste of time and money. And I don't know what real philosophical arguments I'm referring to, but on my main channel, I have made debunks of some popular arguments given to justify the existence of God. If you have more, you can give them to me and I'll be happy to respond to them. uh, ह्यूमैनिटी फर्स्ट एज विमो क्या न्यूज, अरे यार मुझे सर मत बोलो प्लीज, क्या न्यूज लॉन्ड्री पर विश्वास करना चाहिए क्योंकि वो गांधी जी को क्लीन चिट देके उनको कास्टिज्म और मिसोजिनी के खिलाफ लड़ने वाला परोस रहे थे, उन्होंने बाबा साहब का नाम तक नहीं लिया। वो वीडियो बाबा साहब के बारे में नहीं था, वो वीडियो था किसी ने गांधी के बारे में क्या कहा उसका रिस्पॉन्स था, और उन्होंने गांधी को क्लीन चिट नहीं दी। उन्होंने कहा कि गांधी एक इंसान थे जिन्होंने अपनी ज़िंदगी में बहुत सारी गलत चीज़ें कही हैं और फिर बदले भी हैं, दैट्स ऑल। मैं पर्सनली, जैसा कि मैंने पिछले वीडियो में शायद कहा था, गांधी का जो क्रिटिसिज्म है वो दो जगहों से आता है, एक को मैं सीरियसली लेता हूँ, एक को नहीं लेता हूँ। जब दलित बहुजन आदिवासी कहते हैं कि गांधी के व्यूज़ ने कास्टिज्म को बढ़ावा दिया, इट इज़ करेक्ट। जब गोडसे वर्शिपर्स कहते हैं गांधी बुरा था, इट इज़ नॉट करेक्ट एंड आई डोंट टेक देम सीरियसली। गांधी एक इंसान थे जिनको पृथ्वी से गए हुए बहुत साल हो चुके हैं, हमारे पास सिर्फ गांधी एक सिंबल के रूप में एग्जिस्ट करता है, राइट? और जो लोग गांधी को एक अच्छा सिंबल मानते हैं, अगर वो लोग कहें मैं गांधी को इसलिए अच्छा मानता हूँ क्योंकि वो कास्टिस्ट थे, तो वो लोग घटिया हैं। पर ज़्यादातर लोग गांधी को इसलिए अच्छा नहीं मानते, गांधी को अच्छा किसी और कारण से मानते हैं। मैं कोशिश करता हूँ फोकस करने पे कि जो लोग गांधी को मानते हैं या नहीं मानते हैं, वो किन कारणों से मानते हैं या नहीं मानते हैं, क्योंकि ये गांधी के बारे में नहीं है, ये उन लोगों के बारे में है। वो लोग अच्छे लोग हैं या बुरे लोग हैं वो पता चलता है उनके ओपिनियन से गांधी के बारे में, या वो गांधी को क्या मानते हैं उनसे, उस ये सेंटेंस थोड़ा कॉन्वोल्यूटेड हो गया नहीं। सूर्या सेज, व्हाट इज़ द लास्ट हॉरर फिल्म यू वॉच्ड? आई हैव नॉट वॉच्ड अ हॉरर फिल्म इन अ लॉन्ग टाइम। आई एम द आयरन मैन सेज, द मोर यू रीड हॉरर मूवीज, द मोर यू वॉच हॉरर मूवीज, द मोर यू स्टार्ट बिलीविंग इन एग्जिस्टेंस एंड घोस्ट विच मेक्स यू सब्सक्राइबिंग बियर बाइसेप्स एंड ब्लाइंडली बिलीव इट। या सो दिस इज अ कॉम्प्लिकेटेड क्वेश्चन, आई हैव रिटन अबाउट दिस इन द पास्ट, मे बी आई टॉक अबाउट इट इन मोर डिटेल एट सम पॉइंट ऑफ टाइम, बट एज आई पॉइंटेड आउट इन द कॉमेंट टुडे ओनली, आई थिंक इट वॉज यू ओनली आस्किंग इट, नॉट ऑल हॉरर स्टोरीज आर रिलीजियस थीम्ड। There is also atmospheric horror, which has to do with an actual human killer, right? So it's not always supernatural. Horror does not have to be supernatural. Better word says, my glass house comment was on how Hindus use slurs on those who convert. Yeah, I got that. Thank you. Freud says, News Laundry, Quint and Wire are three horsemen of opportunism. No, I don't think so. I think Wire is doing heroic journalism, News Laundry is doing good work, Quint I have not read in a long time. Freud ke opinion hamesha reality ka bilkul ulta kyun hote hain? Allied Atheist Alliance says, even as atheist I find it really annoying how the media calls India fascist or theocratic but completely ignores Pakistan's persecution of religious minorities. Any thoughts? Is it Indian media's job to declare Pakistan fascist? I would agree, but the job of the media in a democracy is to be fourth pillar of democracy, and that democracy is Indian democracy. Jab bhi koi India ko kuch bolega, India ke bare mein kuch bolega, is it necessary? Oh, by the way, Pakistan, France aur Tanzania mein bhi ye sab hua tha, ye zaruri hai? Main ye nahi keh sakta ki tumhare bathroom mein pipe leak kar raha hai, sath hi sath ye bole tumhare bathroom ka pipe leak kar raha hai, theek usi prakar jaise un sab ka pipe leak kar raha hai, ye bolna zaruri hai? What kind of need is this to, like, I think if you are, I think you're mostly missing the point of the journalism if this is your approach to, you know, I don't like people saying things about India. When a boat is sinking and someone says there is a hole in the boat, do they have to, there is a hole in the boat, but also those people are bad. Ye kis prakar ka bachkana need hai for, you know, to hear bad things about others before you can accept that something bad is happening to your house. And by the way, everyone talks about Pakistan. World media talks about Pakistan. Pakistani media talks about Pakistan. Indian media definitely talks about Pakistan. पर उसके ऊपर भी तुमको चाहिए कि पाकिस्तान के बारे में और बोलो. ये काहे का नीड है? Throwaway Game says, love that you recommended Indian authors. Definitely going to check them out. Thank you, Throwaway Game. Please do. They're amazing. There is also an author called Tashan Mehta, by the way. A new book by her is coming out. It's called... Hold on, I have Mad Sisters of ESI, Mad Sisters of SI. It's not yet out, but yeah, she's an amazing writer. Magic realism, I suppose, would be the genre she'll be getting put inside. Surya says Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Yeah, that was a good movie. Better World says I love psychological horror films. D Square says, hey Vimo, a recommendation. I don't know what that is. Joy Boy says, humanity, things are not always black and white. There is always some gray. Maybe Gandhi was casteist, but then you have to look into how much. Anyone who wishes to look into Gandhi's views about caste should feel most welcome to do so. A lot of it can be found in his own books. A lot of it can be found in the books by books written about him by his associates. A lot of it can be found in books written about him by people who did not like him. There's nothing to hide there. क्या हो रहा है ये, कहाँ गए वो कमेंट? चिकुर चुचुम से सुना है आईएएस बीवी अफेयर की न्यूज़ के बाद बहुत से लोग अपने बीवियों को यूपीएससी कोचिंग छोड़ने को लगा रहे हैं एज ए वुमेन्स एजुकेशन एम्पावरमेंट इज ऑन मर्सी ऑफ मर्द लोग. That's how it works, doesn't it? That's how it works. It works by putting one person in the role of the giver and the other person in the role of the beneficiary. Tum logo ko bologe ki hamare society mein auraton ko respect nahi milti, and they will quickly jump to haan, par we allow them to do so much. Abhi tum hote kaun allow karne wale? Like, you will hear this also from Hindutva quarters, right? Sometimes, we allow Muslims to live in this country. You are no one to allow anyone to do anything. The Constitution of India makes this country a place where everyone has the right to coexist and everyone has the right to exercise, to live their life the way they want to. You did not allow it. You are being allowed also. जब कोई ये सब चीज़ें कहता है ना कि हम अलाउ करते हैं वगैरह वगैरह, उसका सिर्फ एक ही गोल होता है, वो है कि वो अपने आप को अलाउअर की पोजीशन में रखना चाहते हैं. एंड दैट्स ऑलमोस्ट नेवर ट्रू. जॉय बॉय सेज ह्यूमैनिटी फर्स्ट. या आई नो इट इज नथिंग, देयर इज नथिंग रॉन्ग विद बीइंग सपोर्ट ऑफ माइनॉरिटीज, इट डजंट मीन सपोर्टिंग देयर बिलीव्स. या वी आर लार्जली, व्हेन यू आर टॉकिंग अबाउट एथिज्म और सेक्युलर ह्यूमनिज्म और सेक्युलर anything, we are talking about building a society where people are equal and everyone has the right to determine the course of their own life. That's all. Right, 1 hour ho gaya hai. I'm going to skip some comments now. Kevin says, Baki, I too love everything Star Trek producers. It's cringe in endearing ways when it is, yeah. So, when sometimes it's bad, like TNG and Voyager, at least in the technobabble rigor department, were quite good. But not obviously not perfect, because at the end of the day, it's still fiction. But yeah, I was talking about bad Star Trek as in Star Trek Picard and stuff. That was just terrible. D Square, sorry, skipping. Humanity says, Joy bhai, minority ko support karne ka matlab ye nahi hai ki wo desh mein terrorism kare, dusron ko takleef de aur dumb blind ban ke baith jaye, isliye Gandhi ji ne 3 monkeys Buddhism se liye the. Acha, mujhe nahi pata tha ye. Meta Galaxy says, don't you know our Indian gods, Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh, Shiva, Ganesh? I don't know what that is for. Barna, acha, ha, okay. Uttam says, Turkey is an example of a Muslim majority democratic country. China is an example of a non-religious majority non-democratic country. Yeah, exactly. Abhi says, in my religion, waifuism, you get a harem of 99 waifus when you die. They being anime are far more beautiful and cuter than any 3D human women. right, skipping a few comments. Guys, abhi to khatam karna padega. Bahut sare comment hain jinka jawab nahi de paya. I'm sorry about those. Let's see if there is any super chat left. नहीं, हो चुका है. राइट. सूर्य सेज, रिगार्डिंग माई फियर ऑफ डेथ, इट्स गोइंग टू बी अ हार्ड फॉर मी टू गिव इट अप एज आई हैव ग्रोन अप विद बिलीव्स लाइक री इनकारनेशन, बट आई एम डिटर्मिन टू लेट गो ऑफ एम्बिग्यूअस बिलीव्स एज मच एज पॉसिबल. दैट्स इनफ सूर्य, दैट्स ऑल वन कैन होप फॉर. नोबडी इज गोइंग टू बी कंप्लीटली, लाइक यू नो, द गोल इज टू, लाइक एज मैट डेलहंटी सेड वंस, द गोल इज टू बिलीव एज few false things as possible and as many true things as possible. And if you are even one step closer to it today than you were yesterday, I would call it a win. I believe this is the icon. Yeah. मेरे रिश्तेदार एक पिलग्रिमेज से लौट आए हैं, मुझे लगता है लाइव स्ट्रीम खत्म करने का टाइम आ गया. शुभम सेज इनकार्नेशन इज अ फैक्ट. इनकार्नेशन कैन अलोन एक्सप्लेन द डाइवर्सिटी इन नेचर ऑफ डिफरेंट क्रीचर्स अंडर द सेम स्पीशीज. सम पीपल आर बॉर्न इन सफरिंग, सम इन एफ्लुएंसी एंड सो ऑन. नो, देर इज नो रीजन टू थिंक दैट एनीथिंग इनकार्नेट्स और री इनकार्नेट्स. There is no evidence to support it. What we know is what we know, and the reasons behind those things we are in the process of learning. As far as we can say, there is no moral aspect to nature. Morality, ethics, justice are concepts that exist only within human society, and they exist because human beings created them as tools to maintain order in human society. Anyone who says reincarnation is true is going to have to give me evidence. बोल देने से नहीं होता ना सर शुभम पड़ियाल, ऐसे नहीं होता, बोल देने से नहीं होता. रसल सर विमो, व्हाट डू थिंक अबाउट कम्युनिज्म? आई थिंक कम्युनिज्म इज एन आइडियोलॉजी. आई एम पर्सनली नॉट अ कम्युनिस्ट, बट आई हैव फ्रेंड्स हु आर कम्युनिस्ट, सो इफ यू वांट टू टॉक मोर अबाउट दैट वी कैन हैव अ डिफरेंट कन्वर्सेशन ऑन सम अदर डे. आई हैव बीन प्रॉमिसिंग दिस फॉर सच अ लॉन्ग टाइम. आई एम द आयरन मैन सेज, व्हाट इज योर पर्सनल ओपिनियन ऑन आनंद रंगनाथन? इज ही रियली एन एथीस्ट और एन अपॉर्चुनिस्ट? Who? Oh, Anand Ranganathan. He's not an atheist, I think. And he's probably an opportunist. If anyone is curious about Anand Ranganathan, you can go to News Laundry and just search for Anand Ranganathan. There are a bunch of videos. Allied Atheist Alliance says, Allied Atheist Alliance? You know, Allied Aliens. Reincarnation is a harmful idea. It makes people think poor people deserve to be poor, disabled people deserve to be disabled. Yeah, reincarnation is a terrible idea. It's karmic thinking where instead of feeling empathy or compassion for people who are going through hard times, you just tell yourself, they deserved it. It's at the core of our victim blaming culture, right? हमारी सोसाइटी में किसी के साथ कुछ बुरा होता है तो वहाँ गया क्यों था रात के अंधेरे में? क्या तेरा बटुआ छिन गया तुझसे? उस एरिया में गया क्यों था? क्यों तेरे साथ असॉल्ट हुआ है तो उन लोगों के पास गया क्यों था? दिस आई थिंक इट कम्स फ्रॉम कार्मिक थिंकिंग. द इंडिविजुअल इज हेल्ड रेस्पॉन्सिबल फॉर वॉट एवर हैपन्स टू दैम, एंड दैट्स नॉट ऑलवेज द सोल्यूशन बिकॉज अ लॉट ऑफ थिंग्स हैपन बिकॉज ऑफ सोसाइटल फैक्टर्स. बट एनी वे, वी आर द एंड ऑफ टुडेज एपिसोड. थैंक यू एवरीवन फॉर जॉइनिंग. आई विल रिमाइंड एवरीवन दैट इफ यू वांट टू सपोर्ट दिस चैनल, यू कैन बिकम अ मेंबर बाय क्लिकिंग द जॉइन बटन बिलो. वी डू द लाइव स्ट्रीम ऑन वेंसडेज एंड सैटरडेज एट 8 p.m. वी टॉक अबाउट एथिज्म. ऑन वेंसडेज आई जस्ट रीड द कॉमेंट्स. ऑन सैटरडेज आई टेक कॉलर्स एंड वी टॉक टू पीपल. आई हैव स्टार्टेड डूइंग द सैटरडे लाइव स्ट्रीम्स एज ओपन डिबेट सेशंस वेयर आई विल गिव प्रायोरिटी. आई विल टॉक टू एनीवन, बट आई विल गिव प्रायोरिटी टू पीपल हु डिसएग्री विद मी. सो इफ यू हैव डिसएग्रीमेंट्स, फील फ्री टू कम ऑन सैटरडे. हर रोज़ कमेंट में 2 दर्जन लोग आते हैं जो बोलते हैं मैं तुझे 2 मिनट में बर्बाद कर दूंगा. मैं बोलता हूँ प्लीज़ सर सैटरडे को आइए, मुझे 2 मिनट में बर्बाद कीजिए, और फिर वो लोग कहीं दिखते ही नहीं है. इंस्टाग्राम पे होता है, मैसेजेस में होता है, यूट्यूब पे होता है, हर जगह होता है. सो प्लीज़ इफ़ यू हैव डिसएग्रीमेंट्स, डिबेट्स, इफ़ यू वॉन्ट टू डिस्ट्रॉय मी इन एन आर्ग्यूमेंट, प्लीज़ कम ऑन सैटरडेज एंड टॉक टू मी. आई विल बी हैप्पी. आई प्रॉमिस आई विल बी जेंटल, अनलेस यू आर नॉट जेंटल, इन विच केस आई विल नॉट बी जेंटल. So you can support this channel also on Patreon at patreon.com/vimo. You can also go to my blog at vimo.stck.me and make a one-time contribution of any amount of a choice. Whatever things you contribute go towards helping me run this channel, run all my channels, and buy books and buy software and pay for electricity and other stuff that I need to survive. So with that out of the way, thank you everyone for joining, and I will see you on Saturday at 8 p.m. when we will be taking callers. Until then, please take care of yourselves and good night.